Welcome to the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana.
Watford for the win! Yes! Yes! Unbelievable!
Your daily home for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Welcome to Indiana basketball.
Smart takes the shot! And the Hoosiers with 3 seconds. Go ahead.
Indiana wins the championship. Keith Smart is the hero.
When my time on Earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my...
Now here's your host, Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana, what I feel is the pinnacle, the absolute pinnacle of all of college basketball.
And hello, welcome in a Tuesday edition of the Hoosier Report here on the Big X Sports Radio. Glad to have you with us today. Don't forget we do this each weekday, 11 o'clock, the live show. You can also catch it as a replay most days at 3 p.m. Podcast on SoundCloud and Apple Podcasts as well. No matter how you listen or are listening today, we are glad to have you with us. And a lot of IU basketball discussion, of course, this time of year, but also some thoughts and discussion on sports from a Southern Indiana perspective here as well. Indiana, big week. It's Tuesday, just a couple days away from their next contest, which is a big game. Number 11 Michigan State comes to town on Thursday night for an 8:30 p.m. tip-off. And then on Sunday, it's number 17 Maryland for a Sunday afternoon 1 p.m. tip-off in that game. So some very interesting challenges, to say the least, ahead for an Indiana team that's not been great, not been perfect, still hasn't improved in some areas as you hope that maybe they would at this point of the conference, but still I think is intriguing in some ways and has made some improvements in some ways, and of course is coming off some wins, a loss on the road at Rutgers, then a win on the road, their first of the season at Nebraska. So big week for Indiana, challenging week for Indiana. We'll see if Indiana can steal one of these two games against some of the better teams in the conference, Michigan State Thursday and Maryland on Sunday. Welcome into the show. Today's show lineup, a service of Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Here in just a few moments in segment one, we'll do our Zaxby's headlines for this Tuesday. We'll take a look at some things from Archie Miller's coaches show last night here on the Big X Sports Radio, and some bracketology today. Joe Lunardi at ESPN, he released an updated bracket that came out this morning. Indiana is in that bracket. Andy Bottoms with Inside the Hall, who has been on the show a couple times. He released an update here very recently as well. Indiana in that one also. Great representation of the Big Ten, as you can imagine, at this point in all of these bracket guesses that are out there right now. And then we'll also take a look at the Associated Press poll that kind of underscores a lot of what we've been talking about so far since the new year, how good and deep and strong this Big Ten Conference is. The new poll out yesterday, lots of teams ranked, and those that aren't ranked, lots of those teams getting votes in the most recent Associated Press poll out yesterday. We'll do all that in segment one. Then later in the program, Greg Doyle of the Indianapolis Star is with me, presented by Coffee Crossing. Greg is presented by Coffee Crossing each week, and we'll catch up, get his thoughts on Archie and IU and the basketball team heading into such a challenging week as well, and talk some other things with Greg today also. Then later in the program, Mike Pegram of Pegs.com is with us. We'll dig more into the upcoming Michigan State game with Mike. And then I promise yesterday we talk a little bit more basketball recruiting with him when he joins us as well, because you've got Jordan Geronimo in this 2020 class as a signee that's had some big games recently and had some highlight reel type film recently as well. We don't talk a lot about him. He's not in our state. He's up east playing prep school basketball. You just don't see as much out there on him, but there have been some good stuff out recently on him. We'll talk about him. Also, for fans that are interested in Christian Lander of Evansville Rights, who's not only top in the state, but top in the country in his class and a great guard, his Rights team comes to play at New Albany on Saturday night. We'll talk more about Christian Lander, his recruitment, and, of course, an opportunity to see him play at New Albany on Saturday night. At the very end of the show, John Spears is going to join me. You might be listening to John at the conclusion of our live show in the 11 o'clock hour. He comes on at noon with Spears on Sports. Fairly new time slot for John. He does a great job. He talks IU, Louisville, Kentucky, even talks some high school stuff and more. And I want to get John's thoughts on this Indiana team so far this season. And also, John had a chance. He's a longtime play-by-play guy. He's done St. X football and basketball in Louisville for years and years. But he had the chance to fill in on Friday for us here at the Big X as far as play-by-play goes and do a fantastic game with a great crowd and obviously a great finish, which was Floyd Central losing there in the final seconds. Thanks to a three-pointer from Jacob Jones of Jeffersonville. Want to get his thoughts on that game as well briefly when he joins us, and John will step in at the very end of the show before he takes things over in the noon hour if you're listening to this program live. That's the show lineup for today. Stop by Honey Baked Ham in New Albany and mention the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison to receive $1 off a delicious box lunch made to order for you. Don't forget you can interact with the show, submit a comment or a question. It might get read on the air. Follow me on Twitter at Hoosier Hills. Again, all one word, Hoosier Hills. You can tweet me there. Also on Facebook, you can follow the show on our Facebook page by searching for the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. There's also a way you can leave a message there, and perhaps it'll get read on the air today. Zaxby's headlines, let's jump into those right now. A summary of the day's top IU and Southern Indiana sports news presented by Zaxby's with locations in Jeffersonville and New Albany. Some interesting stuff last night, as always, from Archie Miller on his coach's show, which airs each week, almost always Monday evenings here on the Big X Sports Radio. I thought, and there's so much he says, again, Don Fisher anchors the show. Last night, the player guest, Trace Jackson Davis, it was neat to hear from him as well in the middle of the season. But last night, some very interesting things from Miller. He covered a lot of ground, as he normally does, but talking about the loss earlier this year, the Wisconsin game, he mentioned that communication is something that Indiana must get better at. A lot of times we talk about defense, we talk about turnovers, we obviously talk a lot about shooting and the lack thereof for this team this season, and really for the program in recent seasons as well. It's kind of the major concerns with this team and program and question marks maybe around the coaching staff. But Archie Miller talking about communication last night, and really that can affect most all those areas, turnovers, defense especially, that I think we all know Indiana's having some struggles with. I thought it was interesting. He said that Indiana could maybe save 6 points or so a game defensively just by talking and communicating with each other better out on the floor. So that's interesting to hear a head coach be so bullish that, you know, 6 points in some of these games is a big deal. And the fact that he feels like that just simply better communication from the team on defense about who's getting screened and where a player's going and what defense they're in could save 6 points in a Big Ten game. That is obviously a big deal as well. Also, I thought some good words on Jerome Hunter last night from Archie Miller. He talked a lot about how he had kind of lost the rhythm for the game of basketball with how long he was out last week, or last year, I should say, due to a health concern. Also, he talked about some of the improvement he's seen from him as he gets back in the swing of things on a more regular basis. He was more physical on his cuts, his rebounding ability, his defense off the ball as well. All things that Archie highlighted last night talking about Jerome Hunter. And again, it's clear that, you know, he has some ability if he can get back in the swing of things, I think, to help this team. How quickly that's all going to come back to him still remains to be seen, but clearly Archie Miller has seen some progress as well. Also, as they turned the page last night talking about Thursday night's big home game against Michigan State, Archie called them the most consistent team in the league to date. He also called Cassius Winston, who we all know, quote, the premier point guard in college basketball, end quote, giving him some very high praise, as I think that we've all seen from him throughout his career at Michigan State, with a big one coming up on Thursday night. Other things in our headlines today, Joe Lunardi, he's like the original when it comes to bracketology for ESPN. He released his latest bracket earlier today, and Indiana is listed as a team in red, which means they've moved down in seeds in a not a good direction, a higher seed, I should say. He has Indiana currently as a 10 seed in his most recent update, and he has them in Greensboro playing Memphis, a 7 seed to open the NCAA tournament. Obviously, I think right now with where the season is at and all the challenges that are ahead for this IU team in conference play, I think IU fans will be thrilled just to see this Indiana team get in the tournament, let alone no matter what their seed is. Also, Andy Bottoms of Assembly Hall, he has an updated bracket prediction for the NCAA tournament. He has Indiana as an 8 seed as of earlier today, playing out in Sacramento against 9-seeded Florida to open the tournament. It's amazing at times, especially Joe Lunardi, over the years, with a few exceptions, how accurate they have been. Obviously, these are as if right now moments, like the season captured to date. Things will change as Indiana's successes or failures follow them into the conference year. But right now, Indiana tracking toward the NCAA tournament with their results and successes so far. We'll see how things play out moving forward. The Big Ten, as you can imagine, very well represented in all of the bracket predictions that are out there at this point, and I think that's going to continue. There could be some fall off later in the year as some of the lower teams in the conference beat up on each other as well, and maybe add some losses to each other's resumes that that hurt their NCAA chances. But nonetheless, the conference definitely is preparing, it looks like, for another strong year, a strong finish, and a strong presence in the NCAA tournament, even though it's still a bit away. Lunardi has Rutgers as a 6 seed, and of course Rutgers has not made the tournament now for a number of years. Lots of talk about Rutgers lately because they've been on quite a roll in the Big Ten Conference, including a nice win over Indiana at home. There seems to be a lot of excitement around that program right now. And, of course, the thought has been, hey, they're going to have a chance this year to make the NCAA tournament. That talk really kind of heated up in mid-December, in late December, early January even, as they began to reel off some wins and undefeated at home and knocked off a couple Seton Hall out of conference and now some good conference teams as well. Now I'm not so sure, at least right now, that they would even be on the bubble at all as a number 6 seed, obviously projected right now. So good stuff for Rutgers. I think a lot of people are waiting to say, are they for real or not? And I think right now you got to say that they are based on what they've been able to do. New Associated Press poll out yesterday, and again, it just kind of underscores the Big Ten this year. Michigan State, number 11, Maryland, number 17, Iowa at 19, Illinois at 21, Rutgers into the top 25 at number 24. Also, just outside of the top 25, Michigan, Ohio State, Wisconsin, Penn State, Purdue, and even Indiana getting 6 votes in the Associated Press poll when it was released yesterday. So what is that? 5 teams in the top 25, although no one in the top 10. And again, we said this may not be the best year for the Big Ten as far as top of the conference and Final Four teams, national champion type teams. But the deepness of this conference shows up in a poll like this, 11, 17, 19, 21st, and 24th, with, 6 more teams receiving votes, including Michigan, who got a lot of votes and was really just outside of the top 25 as well. So lots of good thoughts out there here in, as we enter really late January for the Big Ten Conference, as shown by some of these bracket predictions and, of course, the most recent version of the AP poll with a lot of Big Ten teams included. Those are Zaxby's headlines for this Tuesday edition of the show. Try the Southern TLC Filet Sandwich. It's a buttermilk marinated chicken breast filet served with lettuce, tomato, and mayo at your local Zaxby's with locations in Jeffersonville and New Albany. We'll head to a commercial break. Greg Doyle of the Indianapolis Star is next. We'll talk his thoughts on this IU team and the upcoming game against Michigan State and a lot more after this on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
Let's win this one for all the small schools who never had a chance to get here.
Join Matt Daly at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Let's win for Coach. You got us here.
Here's Matt Dennison.
And we're back on this Tuesday program. Greg Doyle of the Indianapolis Star joins me. Greg is sports columnist with the Star, and with us Tuesdays presented by Coffee Crossing. Coffee Crossing would like to invite everyone to their newest location, which is located in downtown New Albany. Their own bakery is now the newest Coffee Crossing location. It's located at 140 East Main Street, and it's the fifth Coffee Crossing location for you to enjoy. Greg, welcome in. Always fun to catch up. Lots of IU basketball discussion on tap for us here in this segment. But I wanted to start with a couple other things. I was scrolling through Twitter over the weekend, as I normally do, and what do I see? Greg Doyle in a tuxedo with a bow tie headlining a charity event in Indianapolis. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, the bow tie was tied poorly, but it wasn't tied by me. I don't know how. It's in the J.W. Marriott in downtown Indy, and they got a bellman or something who knows how to tie. Anyway, he tied mine, and it's fine. I would have tied it like in a, you know, like do a shoestring. But it's called the Heroes Foundation, and it's 20 years old, and it was started by one guy who got cancer 20 years ago and got ticked off and beat it, and then decided he's going to devote his life to the cause. And so the Heroes Foundation had its 20th annual party Saturday night, and they wanted an MC, and they wanted someone special, and everybody said no, so they asked me. And so it's kind of mind-blowing to walk up onto a stage with 600 people in tuxedos, and you're just talking. That's not easy, but kind of fun.
Absolutely. Good stuff. That's great. You got the invite. Great you're willing to do that kind of stuff. And it reminds me, because I've said this on the air a few times, and I've talked to Alan at Coffee Crossing about it, who I know is a big fan of your writing and your work, that we said we were going to get you down here to talk to people that wanted to meet and greet with you in Southern Indiana when you were down here for a story or for an interview, and so we need to get that done in the very near future.
Yeah, well, it would be embarrassing if we did that and no one showed up.
I don't think we'd have to worry
about
that.
Wouldn't that be mortifying?
I've had a few people bring it up to me. Hey, you said this about Greg Doyle coming down. When are you going to do this? I think we would have some faithful Greg Doyle segment listeners and readers there. I don't have any question about that.
You better bring in some ringers then. Plant some people that aren't there for any other reason. I don't care where you find them. I can't walk around there empty. Of course, it means more chocolate coffee for me, so I'll take that.
Greg Doyle, Indianapolis Star, with us, presented by Coffee Crossing. One other thing, too, before we get into some IU stuff, we talked some about this. I think you were in the process of writing it or working on it. I can't remember exactly, but your column about the 5 games in 5 days or 5 gyms in 5 days with some great feel-good stories in addition to some basketball stuff as well to really showcase what basketball today still means in our state. Pretty cool. I know this is something you've done before, and I sure hope it's something that you continue to do on a yearly basis. A really cool deal.
Yeah, it's kind of overwhelming when you get in the middle of this thing. In order, I went to IU. I mean, there were 5 great games. IU, you know, it's when they beat Ohio State, then Purdue beat the crap out of Michigan State, then Pacers, I think, beat the Sixers. And then there was a high school game where Lawrence Central's number 3 in the state, they played. And then the 5th game was Butler when they were number 5 and Seton Hall was 18. So it was 5 great games in a row. But I was, you know, you get lucky, and I had lucked into some really cool stuff at IU and then at Purdue and then the Pacers too. And then, so I get to the 4th game, the Lawrence Central game, and the bar's kind of high, and I'm going to write this thing in order chronologically. So can't start it off with 3 really cool anecdotes and then just fall off a cliff. I'm at Lawrence Central game to see 2 Mr. Basketball front runners, DeAndre Davis and Nigel Pack. One of them was hurt, so that wasn't going to do it. So anyway, I got lucky. In the lobby, I saw Rick Mount's grandson, Jordan Mount, who tried to transfer out of Lebanon and did, but as a senior. And he was doing it just to get away from the Mount name. Not that he's ashamed of it at all, just the pressure of it. It's just too much. And so he wanted to go somewhere else, anywhere else, and play basketball and not be that guy. So he's going to trade a Point Christian Academy, and the IHSA blocked it. And Lebanon blocked it, just to be spiteful, really. And so he couldn't play anywhere as a senior. His career's over. and he's a great kid, and I've seen him around town. Well, I see him in the lobby at Lawrence Central, and I'm thinking, why are you here? Well, he gestures the guy next to him. It's the Lebanon coach, Albert Hendricks, who's a great guy. And I just was so happy to see that 4 years later, after Lebanon blocked his transfer and he was unhappy, there's hard feelings. And 4 years later, he's scouting games for Lebanon. They're all back on the same page. So it's just a beautiful scene to see, and I obviously lucky that it happened the night I was there.
Yeah, interesting. Greg Doyle, Indianapolis Star, with us Tuesdays, presented by Coffee Crossing. Lots of IU question marks right now around this team. We've talked about many of them in the weeks leading up to some of their more recent Big Ten games. I feel like if you look back on the last couple weeks, there have been some pretty hopeful moments for this team. They were able to knock off Ohio State at home in a good performance. They were able to win in their last game out against Nebraska. And then, like IU basketball, as things typically go, there have also, in this same two-week span, been some bad moments. A blowout loss at Maryland where the team basically looked like they gave up. You know, a poor win over Northwestern at home that you'd like to see the team play better than that and be able to finish off Northwestern a little easier than what they were able to. So I have real jaded feelings right now about Indiana basketball, and can they make the tournament? Can they not make the tournament? What's going to happen the rest of the way? Even what's going to happen this week with two big games, number 11 Michigan State, number 17 Maryland, both next up for this Indiana team Thursday and Sunday. As we look at things as we enter late January, that's hard to believe. We're just over a month away from March, which we all know what that means in college hoops and, of course, in Indiana basketball as well. But as we enter late January, where do you see this Indiana team? We've talked a lot of good. When you've been with me at times, we've also been pretty down on this team in certain areas at certain times.
Well, they're one of about 70 teams that you just don't know what you're going to get. And about half those 70 teams are going to get in the tournament, and then half of them aren't. And it really comes down to, I mean, just which one of them can pull off a couple more nice wins and not fall apart between now and, you know, Selection Sunday. They're, look at the far end, the extreme scale of that is Ohio State. I don't think they were ever number one, but they were close. They were two or three not long ago. Well, not only does IU beat the crap out of them, but Ohio State's now out of the top 25. They're just out of it. Butler reached as high as number five, which was, even as I was watching it happen, I thought that was weird, but that's what happened. And then they've lost two in a row, not terribly competitive either. So it just teams go up and down. IU's got two really nice W's. Of course, Ohio State's getting worse by the week, but the Florida State win gets better and better. So they're like everybody else, and maybe that's not what people want to hear, but they're like everybody else this college basketball season where you go on the road, you're in trouble, and at home you're going to knock off some teams that maybe you shouldn't. And at the end of February, you wonder, is your RPI and all that going to be 34 or 84? Who the hell knows?
Greg Doyle, Indianapolis Star, talking IU basketball. We've talked a lot about Devontae Green. There obviously have been major ups and major downs for him this season. What do you make of Devontae Green as a bench player for this Indiana team, or I should say not just a bench player, but coming off the bench for this Indiana team as opposed to a starter?
Well, whatever is going to get him going is where he needs to be. This is no time to be punishing, and I'm not saying that's what's happening, but if he's not starting – because Archie's sending him a message, and the message didn't get received, that's no good. But I don't think that's the case. Devontae Green is the second most skilled player on that team. Trace Jackson, and might be the most skilled. I mean, Trace Jackson Davis, as good as he is, he's a 6'9 guy, so how skilled is he supposed to be? So Devontae Green's the most skilled player. Trace Jackson Davis is the most talented player, best future. But Green is also the most inconsistent player almost I've ever seen. You know, I've seen him have games and have spurts in games where you can see him being in the NBA someday, and I don't mean a great player in the NBA, but just, you know, he can be a second-team point guard. I mean, he's a great passer. He doesn't do it very often, but you can see him having NBA skill. But then you see him, you know, 80% of the time where he, you know, just go. We're tired of watching you. We can't stand this anymore. Just get out of here. So IU's pretty much going to rise and fall with him. You know, Trace Jackson Davis, nobody's consistent on this team. Justin Smith, Jackson Davis. Al Durham, I thought, would be the consistent guy, not him. Armin Franklin's a freshman. How much can you count on him? They're so young. Brunk is the most consistent player. I take that back. He is. You know what you're going to get from him. About 8 and 8 every game, and he's going to give it to you. Everybody else, you have no idea. So I can't say there's any one guy that's an X factor. They're all X factors. But Devontae Green has clearly – he's like an international stock. His fluctuations are crazy.
Greg Doyle with me. Greg, you said Indiana was not an NCAA tournament team. I don't know if it was last week or the week before. I saw Joe Lunardi released his updated bracketology today. At this point, based on what Indiana's done, their record they are in, I think, as a 10 seed. Someone else maybe had them as an 8 seed. I know that all that's being done on where things are at as of today, as of last night's games when they come out this morning. Any change with a couple wins and, I guess, a couple losses since we talked about this last on your thoughts for Indiana being an NCAA tournament team with what you've seen from not only Indiana but the Big Ten Conference as a whole?
Well, I know that I said that before the Ohio State game, so they've certainly done better. I'm blown away they're an eight or even a 10 seed in the field at this moment. I'm just blown away. But, you know, the thing is, I watch IU and I watch Purdue and I watch the teams I watch. And just after, you know, 20, 25 years of this, you kind of sort of on site, you kind of, okay, your tournament good. Okay, you're not. I always forget that it's not in a vacuum, right? It really depends on what everybody else is doing. And as I said earlier, this is a weird year for college basketball where there's like 50 teams that are kind of like IU and Purdue where you just don't know. You just don't know what they're going to be. So, I mean, obviously they are a tournament team at this moment. That's what the experts are saying. They know it better than I do. They're just so frustrating to watch. It's kind of, I don't know, that's a pretty damning statement of college basketball if someone's got IU as an 8 seed. I don't know what to say other than that. That's how bad is this season if that's an 8 seeded team? Good God.
Greg, let's talk about Indiana's next game coming up Thursday night, Michigan State at Assembly Hall. I think Michigan State, you know, back in the offseason, back before things began, even early in the year, was top five, and people had them in maybe their final four projections and thought that Michigan State would be one of the elite teams in college basketball. And, of course, the game as a whole has been crazy this year, as we've discussed, but Michigan State, I think, in the Big Ten maybe is still proving to be one of the more consistent teams, although they're not at the top of the heap of college basketball as a whole, as some thought they might be. Cassius is so good as a guard for them. Your thoughts on Michigan State and Indiana taking on Michigan State in the friendly confines of Assembly Hall? Can they keep it close? Can they win this one?
Well, they can win it. The night after IU beat, or the day after IU beat Ohio State by 15, and it was, I mean, they thoroughly beat them. I was at Purdue the next day, and Purdue beat Michigan State by 30. Hmm. And Purdue is less of a tournament team than IU is at this moment. I mean, that's 30 they beat them by. So this season, as everybody knows, is what we're watching is home court advantage this year is bigger than ever, in part because the team's just so erratic and not great that it's hard to win on the road. It's not so much that home court is all that strong. It's just that visiting teams are all that weak, I think. But IU is fourth or fifth in the league, and Michigan State's, you know what you're going to get from them at the end of the year, but clearly on a game-by-game basis, they're susceptible to the road bug too. So having seen – I mean, I was there when IU beat Florida State at Assembly Hall. Pretty sure, yeah. I was there when IU beat Ohio State, for sure. So I'm not about to say they can't beat Michigan State. The last time I saw the Spartans, they lost by 30. So IU can win that game. And, you know, if they get – when I say they're not an NCAA tournament team, they have a ceiling that they could be, and even actually should be. If all their players are playing fairly consistently, they are that good. They just – they only do it when they feel like it. And if they feel like it Thursday night, they're going to win that game for sure.
Greg Doyle, Indianapolis Star, the segment brought to you by Coffee Crossing. Greg, as always, it's great to catch up, great to chat, and talk with you next Tuesday.
Hope so. Thanks, Matt. Bye.
All right, Greg Doyle, Indianapolis Star. Don't forget Coffee Crossing, their fifth location, open in downtown New Albany at 140 East Main Street, the fifth location for you to enjoy Coffee Crossing here, the new one in downtown New Albany. We'll head to a commercial break. Still ahead today, Mike Pegram, as always, Pegs.com. Coming up next, we're going to talk more about IU and Michigan State coming up on Thursday. Also, some IU basketball recruiting. Going to talk a little Jordan Geronimo and Christian Lander, one of those guys, Geronimo, a signee in the 2020 class, and obviously Lander, a younger player, but a big target of Indiana, but many other programs in the area as well. We'll talk those guys and more all coming up. And then at the end of the show, John Spears, Spears on Sports, which follows me if you listen live at the noon hour. I'm going to get John's thoughts on IU. Also, John had the play-by-play call of Floyd Central and Jeff here on the Big X Friday. Great environment and a terrific game. I'm curious to hear what John has to say, not just about those teams, but about high school basketball here in Southern Indiana as a whole. We'll do all that and more here in this hour. Stay with us. The Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison continues after this on the Big X Sports Radio.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
I'll handle this the way I want to handle it now that I'm here. You f***ed it up to begin with. Now just sit there or leave. I don't give a f*** what you do. Now, back to the game.
Here's Matt Dennison.
Back on this Tuesday program, Mike Pegram, Pegs.com, always with us talking IU basketball and more. We're going to talk about IU Michigan State coming up here and also some recruiting stuff. And I want to start with recruiting, Mike. Jordan Geronimo, IU signee in the class of 2020. We don't get near the updates or see him as much, I know, because he's up east in prep school basketball and in that scene as opposed to Anthony Leal and Trey Galloway, who are playing right here at schools that play lots of games in central Indiana and throughout the state that we're well aware of. But he's had a good year, and here recently there have been some video highlights of him surface. He's had a couple really good games and I think a couple big-time dunks as well that have caught the attention of some of the video highlight reels that are put out. And he seems to be having a really good senior year. Mike, what's the update you get on him from the prep school scene?
Yeah, he's right. He's at a little bit lower profile prep school, so there's not a lot been written about him. But this weekend, he was in a holiday tournament and got seen a lot, and it was also kind of coincided with some of that video going out. And he looks really good. He's a very good athlete and has good length, more of a small forward. You would say what position he would play. But he's got some ability to shoot the ball a little bit and potential to become a decent shooter over time. And he's got some really highlight real kind of dunks because he does have some good length go along with that athleticism. He's a guy that's been really come on in the last year, which is a good indicator that he'll continue to improve more than your average recruit once he gets to college. But he has kind of come out of nowhere in the last year and really did shine for a high-profile AAU team this past summer, and that kind of got him on the Indiana radar, and they quickly moved on him. So I think he really is a good fit for what they need. They need, you know, they could have used another more athletic guy given the other two signees in that class. And like I said, the upside is really good. It's a little bit of a mystery because, like you said, he's at a prep school out east that doesn't get a lot of him shown except for highlight kind of clips. But it does sound like a guy who could be really good in time.
Mike Pegram, Peaks.com. Also in recruiting in the state, probably not a bigger name than, of course, locally. You've got Silver Creek with some players, Cooper Jacoby and Trey Kaufman that are receiving lots of attention. Kaufman, obviously a big Indiana target in that class, as is Christian Lander. I think you put Kaufman and Lander at the top of the list, at least in this part of the state, as IU targets. And fans will get a chance to see Christian Lander come to the immediate area on Saturday. His Evansville Rights team plays at New Albany in a Saturday evening game. I know that he's continued to pick up some offers. I think the last I saw come through for Christian Lander was an offer from Pitt, from Coach Capel in Pittsburgh. And he's someone that has, at times, put some really big numbers on the board for his Wrights team. They're not especially talented this year as Wrights has been in some recent seasons. A couple other decent players to go along with Christian Lander has given him the opportunity to really lead this team and put some big stat lines on the board. I know he continues to have a good year. I know he definitely continues to be a big target of Indiana and of Archie Miller and the IU staff. His recruiting, as far as where Indiana stacks up with the other schools that are involved and maybe when he will be some momentum or some news from him on what his recruiting could look like as he cuts things down.
Yeah, he's going to play more, I think, a high-profile UIBL in April. I'm talking about Nike's shoe circuit. And Yeah, I had a chance to watch Christian play at Bedford North Lawrence just, about 11 days ago, and he was terrific. He hit five first-half three-pointers to show me that he had improved his outside shot. A lot of assists. Rice looked pretty good that night. I do think they're a decent team that had a bad game against Bossy this past weekend. But it's a team that does have a lot of shooters, but is still fairly young. And, Christian set to play one more year of high school. Could be pretty good next year if they keep everybody. But tremendous talent, really the highest-ranked pure point guard in the country. So he's become a huge guy to follow for Indiana fans.
Mike Pegram, Pegs.com, joining us. Any update from an IU perspective on Lander or Kaufman? I know that coaches have been at games when it's possible with their schedule, obviously, or practices, especially earlier in the season and before the season began. But do you sense any sort of movement or any – and that's the question I constantly get, especially with Trey Kaufman locally, is, does Indiana have any momentum with him? There's lots of schools – putting offers out front, lots of visits both ways that have taken place. Anything with Indiana that gives you extra hope with either of those two guys as far as communication or visits or just contact in general?
I think that, there's not been a lot of movement, Matt. I think that'll happen in April and May, June. But I think that, it's interesting in both cases that Louisville and Indiana are very much – strong players there. That's going to be an interesting. It'll make it one that your area will find a really intriguing as we head to the spring.
Yeah, no question about it. Mike Pegram, Pegs.com, talking some IU basketball recruiting to start. I want to get into your thoughts on IU and Michigan State on Thursday. It's a really big week for this Indiana team. Some high powered Big Ten opponents to play. Michigan State first, followed by Maryland. And I know that Michigan State, according to maybe the national people, isn't the team that they expected in some ways, although they've been very consistent in the Big Ten Conference and are still having a very good year. This is a big challenge Thursday night for Indiana.
Yeah, if anybody wants to be a player in the race, this is one that got to pull out the victory. Indiana, with one road victory and no losses at home, is really in as good a shape as any Big Ten team right now. They might be fourth in the standings, but that has more to do with the schedule today. I think the teams that are ahead of them, like Michigan State, just have more home games. Michigan State won one game on the road and hasn't lost at home, which is the exact same thing you can say about IU. Now, they've taken care of business at home. Now, IU now has to do that same thing, and they have a really tough couple ones here. Their toughest back-to-back home games of the year in Maryland coming in on Sunday, follow up this Michigan State game. Both of them are ranked top 20 squads. So, you're going to find out what Indiana's made of because these teams are talented and they have the ability to kind of push IU. We'll double-team the post and make Indiana hit the perimeter shots. And so, the guards have to step up like they did a little bit at Lincoln this past weekend.
I know, Mike, that there were some projections out today. I saw two. Both had Indiana in the tournament. One is an 8 seed. One is a 10 seed. I brought this up to Greg Doyle in the last segment. He had said, he wasn't sure Indiana was a NCAA tournament team. And I think we all have the right to kind of change our projections and thoughts as things go along. But you follow this stuff as closely as anyone, and you just kind of broke down where Indiana stands in the conference to date. Maybe paint a picture going forward. I don't know if it's number of wins or certain games that you could pick out, but what does an NCAA tournament team resume look like for Indiana with where they're at now moving forward through the end of conference play? What, in your estimation, must they accomplish to be a borderline team that's considered for the tournament, that maybe has a chance to get in the tournament?
Really, Matt, I think they only need 5 more victories. I think 9-11 will get Indiana in the Big Ten, into the NCAA because the Big Ten is considered the best conference in the nation. It has the depth that's kind of unique this year. Maybe not a super team, but all the way down to the last couple teams, you just can't count on the victories. And because of the 20-game schedule, you have, I think, more willingness to take a team that might go 9-11 in the league. And with victories against Florida State, especially important, and a couple of other solid wins, Notre Dame and Louisiana Tech's a pretty good team, I think that Indiana will still get in at 9-11, which only means five more victories, 5-8 finish. So that's my bottom line. I don't know if that's definitely true, because where those victories come from can make a difference. But this weekend, that means they have to, you know, take care of business at home for the most part. I do think wins Thursday and Sunday will really put them, give them plenty of slack moving forward with the tournament.
Talking with Mike Pegram, Pegs.com. One final note before I let you go. Did I see correctly Indiana's women dropped one last night? Did I see that?
Yeah, third in a row. It was a difficult game against a ranked Maryland team and on the road and everything. But, yeah, they've gone through a little bit of rut here. It's not uncommon for a good team to have a week or two where things kind of go south on them. We'll see if they can kind of pull themselves out of it. But they hadn't really, you know, they'd led the Big Ten for a while, so they had a little bit of ability to withstand a couple losses, but they really have to get it back on going. But it is still a team that is ranked in the top 20.
Mike Pegram, Pegs.com, with us Tuesdays. IU basketball, a look ahead at Michigan State, the NCAA tournament resume, IU basketball recruiting, all things covered today. Mike, as always, thanks for the time, and talk with you again next week.
Look forward to it. It should be interesting. Take care.
Absolutely. Mike with Pegs.com, always fun to talk to on our Tuesday program. John Spears is in studio with me, and if you're listening live at the 11 o'clock hour, he follows the Hoosier Report each day at noon, and that's been a fairly new addition. John's not a new addition, but his noon time slot is a new addition, and I'm going to talk with him right now as we close things out here in this hour. Of course, Spears on Sports at noon. You can catch that show each weekday here on the Big X Sports Radio. And John, tell us, how's the new time slot? How's the show? That I guess you what, have you been doing it for was a year and a half or so? Or had it,
yeah, I started the afternoon drive Martin Luther King Day a year ago. So wow, I missed my anniversary yesterday. Didn't even realize it.
Absolutely.
But I love the 12 to 2. I'm retired from my Joe job, so 2 o'clock now every day. I'm done. I can do whatever I want. I got a grandson now. He's at the house most days between 2 and 5, so it's great to be able to see him. So, yeah, I'm loving it.
Gotcha. IU fans can stay tuned to you at noon because
absolutely,
you talk college basketball, all the locals, including the Hoosiers. And as we segue into that, I'm curious your thoughts on this Indiana team. Lots of talk today about brackets and bracketology, yeah. And where do you see this Indiana team at?
Well, I like this team. I've liked them all year long. They disappoint me a lot, Devontae Green especially, but he'll have a great game. But I disagree with Mike a little bit here. I think they need a little more than 5 wins. But if you take care of business at home, Matthew, you're going to be fine. And that's the bottom line here. They've got a road win at Nebraska now, which is big. If you take care of business at home, you're okay. And it doesn't mean you're going to beat Michigan State on Thursday, but you can win a whole lot of games at home and be fine and be in the tournament. 20 wins, I think, get you in. They've got 14 right now, so that to me means 6 more. I know Mike said 5 more, but it's, if you look at the schedule, it's very, very doable. You've got home games against Michigan State, Maryland, Purdue, Iowa, Penn State, and Minnesota and Wisconsin to finish the year out. That's 6 opportunities. Get those 6 wins. Yeah. And if you steal one on the road, I think you can win at Purdue. I think you can win at a place like Minnesota. Steal one on the road, you're good. They're a 10 seed in Joe Lunardi today. You mentioned that. Joe Lunardi's bracketology. I think that's about right. Any upsets get you a little bit higher, which higher is always better.
John Spears with me to close out the show. And, of course, John's coming up at noon if you're listening in the 11 o'clock hour with Spears on Sports each weekday here on the Big X. John, you had a chance. Now, you're a play-by-play voice that I've looked up to and ask a lot of questions to over the years. But you are normally on the wrong side of the river. You're the St. X football voice.
I take offense to that, of course.
You're the St. X football and basketball voice. But you had a chance Friday night to fill in and do a great game. Yeah. It was a terrific finish. I'm curious your thoughts, your experience there.
Well, here's a couple of differences. The crowds in Southern Indiana basketball are so much better than Jefferson County in Kentucky. It's not even close. And I think it's a community atmosphere. Everybody wants to come to the gym on Friday night, see their alma mater or the school where their kids played or the school that they're part of the community, whether it's Jeffersonville, New Albany, Silver Creek, doesn't matter. These people want to show up and play. So the crowd was incredible Friday night. Jeffersonville had probably a few more people in the stands at Floyd Central, which kind of surprised me. Great game, except for the second quarter. It was 6-3, Jeff, in the second quarter.
Mm.
Incredibly, I don't want to use the word boring because it was in no way boring, but it was not good basketball. But the second half certainly made up for that. Jacob Jones banks in the three. I thought it had no shot of going in. And it was fun to cover this game. I'm sad this week. I was asked to do New Albany Silver Creek.
Yes.
I can't do it. I got a St. X commitment on the good side of the river. St. X goes to Ballard, who's number two in the state right now. Won the LIT, won the King of the Bluegrass at Fairdale. So I get to cover that game. I get to cover that game instead. But I would love to do New Albany Silver Creek.
Absolutely. I knew that that would be. I thought when you told me you were getting a chance to do it, I thought, man, that's a great one to get the opportunity to do, especially this year. It's been a great series between those two teams.
That sectional is going to be unbelievable.
Lots of talent on that floor. You're right. Got to get you to Seymour. Have you ever been to?
I have not.
Sectional or postseason?
I have not. I've heard great things about that arena.
Yeah, absolutely. John Spears coming up at noon. Spears on Sports right here on the Big X Radio. Yes, he talks Hoosiers. He talks Cardinals. He talks Wildcats. And, John, as we close things out today, what a crazy year of college basketball.
It's incredible, and it's an advantage to a team like Indiana that it's been so crazy. There are 20 teams, Matt, that can win it, I believe. I think 20 is not overselling it here. I think there are that many teams. I mean, look at the top 25 teams coming in and out, teams dropping 10 spots, going up 10 spots. It's crazy, and I just, for the sake of my show, I hope it continues.
Absolutely. John Spears. John, thanks for sitting in. We'll do this from time to time. Always great to have you. Glad you're part of the Big X family. And that's going to wrap things up for today. Stay tuned. John is next with Spears on Sports. And don't forget, you can catch the Hoosier Report on Apple Podcast, on SoundCloud, each weekday at 11 o'clock right here on the Big X Sports Radio. Back with you Wednesday at 11 o'clock. This is the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.